This is David Sig with OffGridLiving.com, and now we're starting to get into the fun stuff. The most important thing to take away from this lesson is the difference between a passive solar home and a conventional one is a passive solar home is designed to take advantage of free solar energy and a conventional one is not. But even better, passive solar can be used for both heating in winter and cooling in summer. You can get the best of both worlds with proper planning. The purpose of this chapter is to get you thinking in terms of what you can do to take advantage of the design and positioning of your home. This is well worth considering since you're getting free heat in return. I'm asking you to evaluate your home in terms of solar potential. And again, every house, every situation is different. You may not be able to take advantage of these strategies. It's up to you to determine if your present situation and this free resource can be used. In short, for heating purposes anyways, you want to maximize any and all south and west facing windows to collect solar energy during the day and release it into the cooler areas of your home at night. You now have your home air sealed and are seeing real savings on your utility bill. You're now in a position to take aim at the energy monsters and start whittling away at them, namely heating, cooling, and hot water. The first thing to consider is your property's potential for solar energy. The orientation and position of your property will have a profound effect on whether utilizing solar resources are practical for you, both active or passive solar. You should consider both factors while evaluating your site's solar resource orientation. To get maximum benefit, your property should be orientated geographically to maximize the amount of daily and seasonal solar energy that it receives. In general, the best orientation in the northern hemisphere is true south. However, your property can face up to 45 degrees east or west of true south without significantly decreasing its performance. Your home's windows, walls, and floors can be designed to collect, store, and distribute solar energy in the form of heat in the winter and reject solar heat in the summer. This is called passive solar design. Unlike active solar heating systems, it doesn't involve the use of mechanical and electrical devices, such as pumps, fans, or electric controls to move the solar heat. Now we need to talk about heat movement physics. Sorry, but I'm going to have to get technical on you. As a fundamental law, heat moves from warmer to cooler until there is no longer a temperature difference between the two. A passive solar building makes use of this law through three heat movement mechanisms: conduction, convection, and radiation, to distribute heat throughout the living space. Conduction is the way heat moves through materials, traveling from molecule to molecule. For example, a spoon placed in a hot cup of coffee conducts heat through the handle and into the hand that grabs it. That's conduction. Convection, on the other hand, is the way heat circulates through liquids and gases. Lighter, warmer fluids rise, and cooler, denser fluids sink. For instance, warm air rises because it is lighter than cold air, which sinks. This is why warmer air will accumulate on the second floor of a house while the basement stays cool. Some passive solar homes use air convection to carry solar heat from a south wall into the building's interior. Radiant heat is when air moves through warmer objects to cooler ones. There are two types of radiant important in passive solar design: solar radiation and infrared radiation. When radiation strikes an object, it is absorbed, reflected, or transmitted, depending on the properties of that object. Okay, now we're ready to talk about basic passive solar design techniques. Passive solar homes range from those heated almost entirely by the sun to those with south-facing windows that provide some fraction of the heating load. But there are three basic types of passive solar design: direct gain, indirect gain, and isolated gain. And it's time to talk about those. Direct gain is the simplest passive design technique. Sunlight enters the house through a window or a collector, usually a south-facing window, with glazing materials made of transparent or translucent glass. The sunlight then strikes masonry floors and/or walls, which absorb and store the solar heat. The surfaces on those masonry floors and walls are typically a dark color because dark colors usually absorb more heat than light colors. At night, as the room cools, the heat stored in the thermal mass convects and radiates into the room. Indirect gain, or using a Trombi wall. An indirect passive solar home has the thermal storage between the south-facing windows and the living spaces. Using a Trombi wall is the most common indirect gain approach. The wall consists of an 8 to 16 inch thick masonry wall on the south side of the house. A single or double layer of glass is mounted about 1 inch or less in front of the wall's surface. Solar heat is absorbed by the wall's dark-colored outside surface and stored in the wall's mass, where it radiates into the living space. Another simple passive solar technique is called isolated gain, or simply a sunspace. A sunspace, also known as a solar room or a solarium, is a versatile approach to passive solar heating. A sunspace can be built as part of a new home or as an addition to an existing one. The simplest and most reliable sunspace design is to install vertical windows with no overhead glazing. Sunspaces may experience high heat gain and high heat loss through the abundance of the glazing. The temperature variations caused by the heat losses and gains can be moderated by the thermal mass and low emissivity windows. There are also hybrid variations, namely a Trombi wall and an attached sunspace. The window glazing traps the solar radiation like a small greenhouse. An attached sunspace is essentially a Trombi wall where the airspace is so big that it is habitable. Trombi walls are a very useful passive solar energy heating system. They require little or no effort to operate and are ideal for spaces where silence and privacy are desirable. Sunspaces are equally simple and silent and can also allow views. Rooms heated by a Trombi wall or sunspace often are more comfortable than those heated by forced air systems, even at lower air temperatures, because the radiantly warm surface of the wall. A successful Trombi wall or attached sunspace optimizes heat gain and minimizes heat loss during cold times and avoids excess heat gain during the hot times.